I gotta stop.
So we're gonna. What?
It's because of the
Mukhal incident. Yeah. Oh. We're doing the first Rechaim and Korban Pesach, okay? Before we get to the Rechaim, we're gonna have to do a Tosos. And before we get to the Tosos, we gotta do the Gemara. So the Gemara, doing this Gemara ahead of time, will make. I didn't do it in this order, but will make Rechaim a lot easier. And by the way, it's just a general rule. When I go through Rechaim, usually what I do is I work the whole thing out with my Chavrusa, just go through it one time, which took us like a week. And then we go back over it and then go through the Gemaras and Tosim and then try to define it. So it requires multiple going throughs. You'll see it's a very difficult piece. It's very opaque. All right. So what's the sugya? I assume everyone has the terminology down basically. Like, okay. So take a look at the Gemara, Psachim, Samech, Av, Av. Zev, read the Mishnah for me. Shachto shlo lo'okla. Okay, so what did the guy do?
Right, so you shecht it for people who can't eat it.
Okay, good. Let's be. Could we just be a little more precise? Lola Okhla means that. What? Right. So right. So their situation that they're in right now prevents them from eating it. Okay. Meaning, right? Exactly. Like normally, he could eat it. Right. Just happens to be now he can't. Something like that. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
And what's that? Part of your minui. Okay. Meaning they weren't part of your minui. Okay. Yeah, so Minoy is like the group that you designate as part of your korban, okay?
Yeah.
What?
Right, or if they're...
An RL or a Tame, okay? So an RL and a Tame also can't eat Korban Pesach, can't be part of Korban Pesach. Now, we know by Tame, they have a solution, which is Pesach Sheni. What? Well, only if he's... Exactly, right. You know, he has to change his status. Okay. All right, Mishnah, keep going.
Yeah.
Kasher, stop. Okay. So what do you see? You see four, but if I have mixas, okay, if I shecht it, and Rashi explains, right, he says, the mixas ochlin lo pasli. So if I go ahead and I shecht for ochlin and inner ochlin, right, or in other words, we'll call it A and you want to call it B or A and negative A.
Negative.
A and non-A.
No, what's it called?
A and B.
So if I shacked it for A and B, right, it's still kosher, right? Okay. Now obviously that's a chiddush. Okay, that's a chiddush. Because what would you have thought?
As long as shacked it for someone who can't eat, it's possible.
Exactly. In other words, I mean, let's just get that. Not as far, but just get a working concept here. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that what you would have thought, the moment I include someone in my da'as shechita, right, who is incapable of consuming the Korban Pesach, you should argue the Korban is possible, right? Kamash Balan, we tolerate the idea of what it called, of some, even someone who can't eat the Korban can be part of it. Why? What would you say the idea is? Wait, one at a time. Hold on, one at a time. In other words, if you look at the Korban Pesach as like a din in like a unit, right? So of course, if the presence of someone who can't eat the Korban Pesach destroys the whole thing. But it seems like the objective is, it's a very interesting idea. The objective is, as long as the Korban will be consumed, right? As long as there's, as I said, could be consumed. No, it could be. As long as it could be consumed, it's okay. As long as it could be consumed, so that's it's okay. So you can tolerate the idea of someone in the initial das for Shlita, someone who can't consume the Korban. That's okay. Right? That's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Okay? Fine. All right. So you don't have to read the Gemara about L'shem Chola. We know what does Einar Ochla mean? It means like a Chola or a Zaken. Okay? Good. Okay. So now let's pick up the what do you call it? The Shachta L'molin. Take it away. In the next daf.
Yes. Shachta L'molin.
Bizrika. Okay. Right. It's such a very typical case. So what does the guy do? Okay. Shachta L'molin. So when he does shechita, he has him, or he's about to do shechita, right? His das is to be, that part of the shechita is going to include everyone in his, let's say, chabura who's circumcised, what, brist, right? Al menas, on condition that what? Right, okay. That the zrika will be done for arelim, okay? Rashi? It does. Rashi? Right, meaning that the RL is not tied to anyone designated in my group, which, again, we're going to push that to the side. The main point is, what did the guy do? So he had in mind, at the time of Shechita, that he'll include, in other words, my das is Shechita for Molim, right? As well as, when I do my Zrika, right? My Zrika will include Arelim, okay? Right. By the way, Rav Chista Amar what? Yeah. Good Charlie, very impressive. Good question.
If it was Arelim and Molim in the Zrika itself, then...
Maybe you would say what?
Probably, according to Mishnah, it sounds like as long as there's some
molin
in there, it's good.
That's good. That's very good. Rambam Chaim picks up on that. That's coming up later on. Maybe. Two ways you can go. What? What? Yeah, I understand. I'm saying, but I know Rambam Chaim, at the end of his piece, takes up that exact point, according to the Rambam, whether he's going to include that or not. We'll get to that. Okay? What? Yeah. Okay, good. Pasol? Kasher. Good. Okay, so you have machlokes? Now, what does that even mean? What does it mean, machsheves arelim bezrika? Rashi.
E
machsheves arelim. Right, so it doesn't come to pasolet. So what is that? Okay, so before I get to the back and forth, what does it mean to say Ein Machsheves Arelim Bezrika or Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika? What does that even mean? What does that mean? They're just factual. Okay, what is it? Without literally, what does it mean?
Oh, you're not thinking about the Arelim, or you are thinking about
the Arelim? Well, is the thinking of Arelim in Zrika or not?
Yeah.
Meaning, if I think about Arelim and Shechita for Zrika, does the Arelim, just literally, does the Machshav Arelim, I guess, latch itself onto the Zrika or not? Okay. What? Onto the Shechita or onto the Zrika? Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Yeah, hold on. Ellie. So now, okay, so let's get the rayas down, okay?
Yeah. So Omar Rabba, Maravinala, Tanya, Yachol,
Emo? Right, that's like a rhetorical question. Are you going to try and tell me that the B'nai Chabura, meaning if I shechted for Molin and I included Arelim, you're trying to tell me that so, if I have part of my group being, what do you call it, not Roy for Achilles Korban, that will pass the whole Chabura? How is that possible? Vidinu. Okay, one second. So what do we see? We see that Arel's Pasel or Poselas, Vituma Poselas. Okay, so we know that, now going back to the original one, which is Tuma, we know by Tuma that can be a Posel. Okay? I mean, for example, if I'm Tame, right? Can I have a Korban? If I shecht only for Tameim, is that a good korban?
No.
Okay. And if I shacht only for Arelim, is that a good korban?
No.
Okay, so what does Gemara say?
So, ma tuma lo asaba mitzas tuma, kichol tuma, So just like part of tuma is like the whole thing is tuma, like everyone's tuma, tame. So, arlo,
not like that.
No, not
like correct, not like that. Right.
So,
meaning what? Meaning that. So what would you say? So
it's,
right. So you say if part. Right. So if you say part of them, if only part of them are B, okay. Meaning if I have a group of A plus B, right, it's fine. B is non good ones. Okay.
Or A and B not good ones.
But right. Well, there had to be some good ones. What about him? Where? No. I know. What? No, that's gonna be the question the Gemara asks. Keep going to the Gemara. No. This is how would this prove Rabba Shita? without saying this. He's saying it rhetorically, saying, you can't tell me, we have the precedent for the mission anyway, but you can't tell me that if I have mixas tuma, right, that you see by mixas tuma doesn't passel the whole group. Gotta be mixas, what do you call it? Gotta be saying by mixas RL. So the fact that the guy introduces RL into it, let's say the same kind of case. I shacked for, not, yeah, but not just that. Let's say shacked, yeah, let's say train to harm. Okay, what's halacha? It's kosher, right? That's from the Mishnah.
It sounds like from this.
Okay, so keep going. Right, no. Now, what does Rochista hold? No. So, or say the opposite. Okay. And what's the opposite going to be? It's going to be like this. What's Zman? Rashi.
Is that different thing?
Vizman Poso. Piggle. So, well, okay, so if I shecht and I have in mind when I do shechita that I'm going to eat it outside the zman that I'm ready to eat this korban, what happens to the korban? Piggle, it's done. But we never say, yeah. What does Rashi say? Yeah, no. So what is it? So what's the case of mixas man? What's mixas man? Right. I'm only gonna have any korban, whatever. It's not just by Pesach, but I have in mind I'm gonna have a kazayas outside the zman. Okay, that's mixas man. I mean, mixas of the korban, right? But you don't, right, you don't say it's only, you don't say that the mixas passels, what do you call it, like a 5%, whatever that I took out passels, it passels the whole korban. Meaning, Rechitza is saying that, Rechitza is saying is that you see, right, so what's Rechitza saying? He's saying, well, what do you see here that there's no idea, by Zman, mixas can't express itself. It's the same you should apply by RL. Okay, that's because the question is, but if I ask you which ones are comparable, it sounds like Rabbah is much more comparable RL to Tuma than this. This is not comparable at all. Right, like well, what's Rav Chista saying here? All right, well, think about it now. Let's answer that question. In other words, what's the machlok between Rabbah and Rav Chista at this point? Rabbah's saying very nice. Rabbah's saying, well, guess what? We have a precedent. And what's the precedent? Precedent is Tameh. And what do we see by Tameh? We see that mixas is tolerated. So if I said shachtol lemolim, almanas sechaper bo arelim, we see a precedent by Tameh. You can have a mixas Tameh present. So mixas arol should be able to be present also. And Rav Chista says, no. It's like zman, meaning, if I can't say by Piggle, I can't say, you know what, I'm going to have in mind, if I say I'm going to have in mind the whole korban or a chunk of the korban outside this mind, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, mixas is no different than the whole thing. So you compare RL to that. But why? You mean Zos?
He says,
oh yeah, fine. That's defending it. I know, fine. But I just want to know, Pisara. What? Oh, sure. Okay, Zeb, go on to the Gemara. I don't think it's going to make a difference for a Svara, though. But okay, fine. Go on to the Gemara. Hazvachem, midavash ein hanog b'chol hazvachem. Right. So he's saying, what do you see? You see that he's bringing a good point to justify his position. He's saying that we'll extrapolate from Zman, which applies to all Zvachim, versus extrapolating from Tameh, which only applies to the case of Pesach. But it still doesn't understand the logic of his position. It makes his position stronger because he's saying I have a something that applies to all Zvachim. But what's the logic of his position?
What would you want more?
Yeah.
That specific thing was.
In other words, I don't think it's. I agree with Tucker's first assessment for sure. You have to see it from the Mishnah, which is that you see that there's two ideas. Either there's a psul, there's an pasul, right? But that has no effect on the korban, or does my status of being pasul affect the change in the korban? That's what the Mishnah struggles with. Now, what's unique about it here is very simple. Okay, if I forget the emphasis of Zrika, that's going to be the Ruach Chaim, okay? But for now, we know one thing for sure. Shlita is one avoda, and this is a separate avoda. So now we have four variables, right? We have, right, A, and, sorry, we'll call Shlita A, Zrika B, right? Molim C, and Arelim B, right? What? Sure, fine. One and two. Okay. So without, I'm just going to show you, there's two ways you can look at what's going on here when the person checks for A, having in mind Zrika for B. It's very simple. I mean, the question is, I think Eli was trying to say this. In other words, if you look at this, if you look at what the Shchita is doing is, and the Maisa Shchita encompasses this as well, right? If at the act of Shchita, the Das of Shchita is encompassing the Zrika as well, right? Well, now, what that's one way to look at it, right? What do you have in front of you then?
Mixed.
Meaning that's just, in order to the chiddush is that you would think it's only by shlita itself that could tolerate mixas. No, as long as at the time of shlita, my das can include, even from another avoda, arelim, right? It's fine, because it's the same thing as mixas. There's no difference. Meaning, ein machsheves arelim bizrika. Meaning that what happened here, what happened is, just literally make this drop away. What do I have? I have a shlita with one and two. You understand? Or, what's the other way to look at it?
Two separate
avodas. Right.
And neither one didn't come out.
What? In other words, the other way to look is that I did a Maisa Shchita. In other words, my das is to have a Shchita for Molim. What?
Then Zrika doesn't
need
come out at all.
What do you mean it doesn't
need
come out at all?
Zrika does not need come out.
It doesn't.
Separate process, Zrika is not.
Right, okay, right. In other words, I shecht for Molim, okay? That's A. Remember, this is my das. I'm shechting for Molim. Now, let's pretend I stop the clock for a second. What have I now done? Well, I haven't done the Maisa yet, but I'm saying my das is saying what?
For Molim and some other thing, do something else.
Right, exactly. And then, remember, I'm divorcing one from the other, right? Divorcing my Zrika from my Shchita. Meaning, even though my das is one train of thought, since this is a separate avoda, by definition, what does it do vis-a-vis the Shchita? It's a different phenomenon altogether. That's the whole point. It's within my Das Shchita, but it's talking about something that's nothing to do with Shchita. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers and letters. That's the way to think about it. In other words, A1, B2. So do you look at them as one? Just to clarify, there's a coin to Rav Chista. Why is this Yuzman? Because it's mixas, meaning mixas of my korban is bad now. My Zrika has arelim in it. That makes the overall avodah. Charlie wants to know, which is exactly what Chaim's going to take up. Charlie wants to understand, one second. But why is that the case by the Zman Shlita that anything applies by Zrika? It should be like gibberish, right? He wants to know, how does it work to say that at the time of Shlita, right, somehow I'm postulating something that takes place, let's say, an hour in the future. No, you don't know that yet. That's Rav Chaim. That's Rav Chaim.
Fine.
Now the Gemara goes on and says, Tamil Lomar.
Tamil Lomar.
Right, okay, so the Pasuk says what? Pasuk says, Zos Chukasa Pesach.
That was pretty
green for a Pasuk. Say, Zos Chukasa Pesach, or Pasach, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochabal. Right, and then da-da-da-da, and then finally it's going to say, V'chol Arel. Okay. Okay, so Tamil Lomar Zos, right? My Zos. Miksasa lo pasla. Hi, mi vechol arel nafka. Right? So you can't tell me Zos teaches you that, because what teaches you miksas? Right? Vechol arel. Right? Meaning kula. Yeah, arel's apostle.
Not
miksas, right. Okay, yeah, keep going.
So
yeah, so
El Alav Hafi. So I need
Tamil
Lomar,
a
Kula
Aral,
Kula
Aral, Psula, Mitzasa,
Yotzi.
Okay, good. Okay. Within Lizrika. Right, Tamil Lomar. Who? Bishkita, who, the Kula. Okay, meaning what? Come on, what's the point? So what does Vichol teach us at this point, and what does Zos teach us?
Vichol
teaches us all in our apostles by Skrita. Zo teaches by Zrika, you can have them all.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, remember, and, but remember, apply, right, well, remember applying, but remember, exactly, different difference far than this, but you still apply to the same case, meaning that, again, Shechto, Lemolim, Almanasas, Chaper, Bo, Arelim, right? So what do we learn from Vichol and Vizos, right? Again, and apply what the Gemara just said right now by Rabbok to the case of, to this case, Shechto, Lemolim, and Zrik Arelim. So how does this apply?
The Chol teaches us that one can be Arelim, and Zos teaches us that two could be Arelim.
Two? No, you mean B. You mean B. B, B, B. You mean Zrika.
Yeah.
Right, so A can be...
I was looking at the number like...
But you A, Shechita can be what? Shechita can include Mixas, right? But Zrika can even be all Arelim. Okay, and what's Rav Chisda going to learn?
The opposite. You can't
have
opposite opinions.
Who
says that?
What exactly?
Right, which means what? Which means Vichol teaches you Mixas Arelim by Shechita, which is fine. Okay? But Zos teaches you by Kulul Arelim by Zrika is
good.
So, if I do Shechita, Limolim, Amanas, Neschaperbo Arelim, right? So it's perfect. Why? Because Shechita tolerates Mixas, right? And here, Zrika, I can even do Zrika for all Arelim.
There's no din of Tavar by Zrika off.
Okay, so Emach Sheves Arelim Bezrika. That's what that means according to Rabbah. Okay? Meaning Zrika Gitare complete Arelim. And what does Rav Chisda hold? The opposite.
So you say the whole is teaching you.
Okay, this is still the way you're
defining it or just asking a factual question?